Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined this segment by Congressman Nick Langworthy. We're talking about my drive home. My drive home is right in the congressman's district, and he joins us now. Congressman, good afternoon.
It's great to be with you, Joe.
The Energy Choice Act, obviously we have our eyes on this bill. It has made another move. It's out of subcommittee. Congressman, explain the bill, and then we'll talk about the next move.
Well, the bill is, your station has been great, and BEN is, the whole team has really devoted itself to getting that information out there, fighting back against Kathy Hochul's mass electrification mandate. My bill is in direct response to that, and what it would do is it would ban states or localities anywhere in America from banning safe legal forms of energy based on source. And this would stunt her ability to pull this forward. And we know that she's played some games for the courts where they've called for a pause for a temporary peace while the federal government judiciary process takes place. But the reality is this was a political game. She did this so that she didn't have to face this question in her reelection, and she thought she was going to get away with it. It hasn't stopped my progress. The Energy Choice Act, I have been total time committed to this. We have 123 co-sponsors. So virtually 28% of the House of Representatives are actual co-sponsors of the bill. All but three members of the Energy and Commerce Committee on the Republican side are. We even have two Democrat members that have co-sponsored the bill, which is a big step. We passed it out of the Energy Subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee today. I sit on that committee and led that debate today. And our next step, the House will be out for Thanksgiving next week. But when we return the first week of December, I expect the full committee will have a battery of bills to have a full committee markup, which is the time where bills can be amended. And we will work to report this out so then it's eligible to be voted on the floor.
Now, you talk about all the support it has. I mean, do you have faith once it does get through the next process that this could pass the House, pass the Senate, and be put into law?
I actually I feel very good about where we're at with the House. I have been working with our majority leader, Steve Scalise, who handles the floor calendar, made sure he understood that time was of the essence for us in New York, especially. Now we've gotten a little bit of extra time on the clock, but I don't trust this governor as far as I could throw her. So we haven't pulled back the reins at all based on her pause. I have the same sense of urgency that I started the fight with. We want to pass this by the end of the year. The Senate, we're working in conjunction with the White House, and Senators Jim Justice and Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, who lead the bill in the Senate. It's an identical bill to make sure that this progresses there. The House is the first step. We have to get it across the finish line, have to get it on the calendar. As soon as we get out of committee, I will be working every day to make sure we get a floor vote.
Now, Congressman, would this also bring back, you know, the state got rid of the 100 feet rule. Would the Energy Choice Act put that back into, would that force the state to revisit that repeal?
Well, the 100 foot rule is about who has to pay the bill. So that would be a unique issue for the state of New York to sort out. This is simply a statement of policy that states or localities cannot ban electricity or any other utility based on the source of that energy. And that's really at the thrust of what we're getting at here. Energy and the energy systems in this country are interstate commerce. Whether you're talking about the electricity, those grids cross state lines everywhere in the country. The pipelines cross state lines. I mean, you're not living in a microcosm just because we happen to live in New York. Most of our energy is either brought in from Canada or from Point South. And any decision made by a state, as it affects the overall energy ecosystem, affects other states. So they should not be able to arbitrarily impose a ban like this. I mean, it means a lot to our people here at home because, as I've said from the outset, this is a life and death situation for people in Western New York in the Southern Tier. With our cold climate, our intense winter storms from lake effect snow, we've lived this. We've lived this in the not so distant past in Winter Storm Elliott, the Christmas blizzard. We saw the death toll continue to rise, and some of those people froze to death in their homes. So we will, get this over the finish line. It's a mission that people understand. They don't like ideas like this taking root in a big state like New York because those tend to get emulated and get contagious elsewhere. And we want to put this to bed once and for all.
You know, Congressman, you know New York State very well, all around the state. Are you surprised that you and Congress have to step in and that moderate Democrats in Albany or that Kathy Hochul, who, likes to remind us she's from Western New York, didn't see the flaws in this?
I mean, Kathy Hochul abandoned those ties long ago. I mean, just because you put on a Bill's hat doesn't mean that you still fly the flag for Western New York. It's almost patronizing. The things that she claims in her Western New York lineage just by showing that she's a Bills fan, but it's just like you've turned your back on us and every other thing. I mean, stop rubbing it in that you're from here because you act like you're from Brooklyn. I mean, she's no damn better for Western New York than a governor from, the Bronx would be. I mean, she's so out of touch with reality. I mean, they tried to fight to get to the furthest left position. They wanted to beat California to some of these green initiatives, and they tuck it in a budget in the middle of the night. So there's no scrutiny. There's no public hearings. There's no discussion around the state. They inflicted on us on purpose and just tried to wish and mind will the technology and the practicality to kind of fall in line. And the reality is it's not there. The grid can't sustain this. The housing stock cannot, the market can't afford it. It will have a devastating impact on our ability to build new homes. You literally have builders telling me every week that people are walking away from the table because they can't meet the 12/31 deadline. Where after that, before the pause, they would have had to build a fully electric home instead of a home powered with natural gas for its heating needs. I mean, these are the realities that would be easy to forecast if you were actually trying to be an intellectually honest human being. But they weren't. They were trying to just go on pure politics and ideology. And to some of these people, for some reason, all this green movement has become a religion to them. And it is, I had to listen in our subcommittee hearing today. My biggest opponent on this bill was AOC. And that's a fight I'll be glad to have every day. And she was trying to make some argument that just didn't even make sense, that somehow my bill would prevent people from keeping people safe in a natural gas disaster. If that's the straw you're going to grasp at, one, it's not based in any reality. This is about the fact that you can't ban a source of fuel to heat a home and to create electricity. And when I brought up all of these inconvenient truths, they, of course, had no retort or answer, because they, I think, even know they don't have an argument here, and they're just barking up the wrong tree. But this is their mission. They believe, when you say, where does electricity come from? They say the plug in the wall. They don't understand you have to burn something or create this energy. And it's just completely lost on them. But these green fantasies that they have where, you know, we just put up enough windmills and solar panels and everything's going to be swell. It doesn't work in a place like we live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congressman, I appreciate the use of the phrase "inconvenient truth" after I was forced to watch that in college for a communications class, believe it or not. And
Joe, the polar bears were all supposed to be dead by now, weren't they?
That's right. I thought AOC said that we were the end of the world was coming in 5 years, like 5 years ago. What's going on? Congressman, if I'm so this tackles the issue that New York is trying to implement in, you know, eventually banning natural gas. Down the road, the state wants to ban appliances that use natural gas. Are we gonna have to tackle that next?
Well, and say, folks, if you think they're gonna finish at new construction, like it's one and done, I got another, you know, word for you. This is about full control. They're going to tell you what kind of appliances you can have in your home. They don't want you to heat your home with natural gas. They want you to use electric that's created all by renewables. We have no expansion of nuclear power. Even if we started the discussion, I had a meeting with the Department of Energy this week. Even if everything went well, the quickest you could have a nuclear power plant online is probably a decade. That's if everything went perfectly. You know, you're watching them try to build a Micron plant in Syracuse. They're already a year and a half behind schedule. I mean, this is the worst state in America to try to build something, especially something that requires a lot of public debate, like siting a nuclear power plant. We probably need 5 nuclear power plants across New York. So natural gas is widely accepted across the world as the bridge energy to a more nuclear future, if we can have safe, prolific nuclear power. You don't tear down a bridge before you have a new one built. Otherwise, you can't get to the destination. I mean, and that's just common sense. New York State declaring war on natural gas under Kathy Hochul's watch is really about the most idiotic move our state government's ever made. And because this is a climate that demands that we have huge heating capacity to keep people alive in their own homes. And they want to take that away and then you know, even these lefties today were trying to make an argument about affordability. Well, natural gas is a fraction of the cost of electric to heat a home. And a full electrification mandate, you know, the new home is going to cost anywhere between $15,000 and $50,000 more to build. But then it's going to come with an electric bill every single month in your high peak heating months that could be $1,000 or more. for every single home. How are our seniors living on a fixed income? How are our disabled vet? How are they going to be able to afford to stay in their homes under this circumstance? This nanny state, movement here that's trying to tell people how to live their lives. Half this is the reason I wanted to go to Congress, because I felt we need federal solutions to get around our state problem. I mean, it's I don't want to say that we're not going to regain strength in New York, because I think we could. But we also have to get a lot of people to change their voting patterns and stop voting against their own best interests. Because if we don't change course here in New York, you know, the state is going to collapse in us. So I'm not surprised that they continue to double down on silly things like this and stupid outcomes. But we have to save the state from these in any way we can. And that's why, you know, I've kind of gone against a lot of Republican orthodoxy, that a lot of my Southern colleagues, they're states' rights all the time. This is about identifying the fact that energy is interstate commerce, and we have to have a national energy policy, and we can't allow, you know, leftist blue states to just disrupt that, as they have time and again with between, you know, hookups in residentially and commercially in New York, but also pipelines.
Absolutely. Congressman, before I let you go, we are just getting out of the government shutdown. And I know you and I are going to come in with a similar bias, but I don't know how you can view the government shutdown and not think that it was a complete failure on the side of Democrats.
It was a dark episode for the entire government, and it was stupid, and it was silly, and it was all for their politics. I mean, I happened to watch one, you know, member of Congress, I won't name by name, but, you know, stand at a food bank towards the end of the shutdown and decry the fact that nutrition assistance payments weren't going out, but then double down and say he's going to continue to fight and to keep the government shut down. It's like, you could make the pain go away today with a yes vote to stop this nonsense. I mean, nothing changed. The deal that ultimately was reached with 8 Democratic senators, it could have been gotten 40 days ago, 30 days ago, 20 days. I mean, any time they got to get serious, they could have had that deal. I mean, they didn't get anything for it, and they shouldn't, because we shouldn't hold the American public hostage for your political wills. We have elections in this country, and there's plenty of opportunity for us to have a healthcare debate and make appropriate changes to the healthcare system and really get to the bottom of why insurance companies have reached premiums the way that they have. It's not all because of the federal government, and shoveling more federal money into the profit margins of these insurance companies isn't going to make premiums go down. It's actually going to have the opposite effect. But there's an addiction to more and more public funding and trying to seduce the public into thinking that the only answer to their ills or problems in life is print more money and throw it at whatever the topic is. I mean, it's been a failure for some of our school districts. I mean, couldn't spend any more per pupil than you are probably in Buffalo schools. The outcomes are no better. Shoveling more money into the profit lines of big insurance certainly isn't going to make insurance cheaper for anybody.
My final question, Congressman, is since we last talked, Elise Stefanik has announced her candidacy. You work with Elise in Congress. Your thoughts on her candidacy and, the upcoming election?
Well, I'm with Elise all the way. I talk to her every single day. I mean, she's traveling the entirety of the state. She's obviously here in Washington doing the people's work when we're in session, but it is a massive undertaking, and she needs people to get involved, and she needs people to want to join that fight to take back New York. And, you know, here's someone that's a lifelong upstate New York resident, someone that understands the perils. She represents the Adirondacks. It's an area not all that different economically than we are here in Western New York in the Southern Tier. And, you know, this is a fight worth having. Our state is going in a dreadful direction. Our governor has the worst blend of arrogance and incompetence that I think we've ever had inflicted on the state. And we need a change. And to change New York, we need to change governors in New York. So I'm all in for Elise. I know that she's had huge outpourings of support every time she's been to Western New York, and she's going to be here an awful lot.
Congressman Nick Langworthy, always great talking with you. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon.
My pleasure. Take care.
That is Congressman Nick Langworthy from NY23.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.